Louis Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen, in his 40th year in the music business and show world and television and radio and everything. Speaking of all these different medias, Louis, television, screen, what do you like to do most of all? You like to make a movie, you like television, or
well,
records,
like,
or
like,
personal
like
appearance,
all,
concert?
I'd rather the concerts and the one-nighters, the nightclubs, the dances, and every now and then a movie and TV, because that's my line of work, you know, and then I'm no movie star, and it takes you away from the horn too long, even television and movie pictures. See, now, I was making High Society. I had a concert to do in Pasadena while I was on that picture. Well, I don't have a chance to practice, to warm up, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you get a little time out, you start blowing a little something, you hear, quiet, please, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't keep that up, and the chops, too. I mean, you got to do one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to go, the musicians go out in the woods to warm up and things like that.
This this segment of the show, we're going to play part two of the Ambassador Satch LP.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask you, of all the countries that you've been in, Louis, taking everything into consideration, the way of living, the food, the people, their appreciation or lack of it to music, if you had to settle down in one country outside of the United States, if you had to, which one would you pick?
Anyone. Just put your hand on the map.
Sorry, Louis. I can't accept that.
You asked me.
Yeah, but you got to pick one out.
You got to ask without you.
Well, that's hedging, Louis. That's not answering
my
question.
That's the way I feel about all the countries. That's how I feel at home in all of them.
Yeah, but you got to say France or Italy.
Well, you say France. I mean, if I had more fun in Italy, I'd say France.
Were you in Rome, Louis?
Yeah.
That's
where I met that little Roman jazz band there. It was at the airport.
Yeah.
Had a sign up to welcome Satchmo and his all stars from the New Orleans Roman Jazz Band.
They have good Dixieland in Rome and Italy.
A little cat playing a soprano in there sounded like Bichy. And the little trumpet player, his mother was a countess.
Yeah.
And we went out there and jammed with them while he was fixing that spaghetti.
And had a ball.
Ball, man. Sounded like tailgate in New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's the way them cats blow.
It's funny that different countries have different styles of music. For instance, England has big band modern style music.
Small bands, too.
France has, they have some small groups, too.
They have small bands, and
but
blow like that.
The thing I noticed, though, in getting records from those countries is that the Scandinavian countries tend toward the modern sound, and the Italian records were mostly Dixieland. And the Belgian band was sort of in a swing era, like 35, 36, and through there when Benny Goodman was, hit the pinnacle.
Well, what about Humphrey Littleton in London? I mean,
get to hear that band?
I heard them all. I went up there and met all the musicians in town. And when I was walking in the door, Humphrey was playing That's My Home.
Oh, yeah.
So beautiful, yeah.
That was a nice greeting card, so to speak.
They went to the trains and they played. And the train was held up out. They played the whole hour, right? And the station was crowded.
I wish they'd do some of that stuff over here. You know it, Louis?
The whole band.
Go down the train and play out at the airports and all that stuff. They just don't seem to.
I see where this Lassalle, the Queen's cousin, who staged this benefit I played for the Hungarian refugees with Mr. Delmore and his symphony orchestra. Well, the other day they took a band on the subway in London.
Oh, yeah.
Something novelty.
Speaking of London, I want to ask you one thing about that dedication you made to the princess from the stage, you know.
Oh, Princess Mark?
Yes.
Well, that Mahogany Hall stomp again.
You didn't know you were going to do that till you did it, did you?
Well, I was going to play Mahogany Hall, but when they say she's in there, I said, well, they just went on to the princess there. She's one of the fans.
And did the house break up when you did that?
Man, we had to take three encores on it. Start hitting them highs.
Well, listen, Louis, we're going to open up your portfolio now and play a little Ambassador music from Satch and his group. With your permission, Your Highness.
Yes. Bravo, bravo, boy.
Proceed.